registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This hour of programming brought to you in part by Ideal Image Solutions.
Welcome back to the Monsters. Mornings on Real Radio 104.1. Tomorrow is the Downtown 4. Starts at 4, goes till 7. It's downtown Orlando. Should be a great time. Russ and Bo will both be there.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, then tonight you can see Jeff Howe. He'll be at Connolly's.
Yes, Connolly's Irish Pub in Longwood, 8 to 11. Come out and see us.
I can bring become in, a drunk again quick here.
Let's bring in Aubrey and James. They are here from, it's a club in Kissimmee.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm looking at the website, and it actually, look, it's super nice. Let's see here. That's James and Aubrey. Hello. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. 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 Okay. So I got an email. Who did I get the email from? Was it from?
It was from our assistant, Carrie.
Oh, Carrie. Okay. Yeah. The assistant. Okay. And so you guys represent a. Is it how new is the club? How long has it been around?
We've
got to get close to the microphone.
Yeah,
I'm
we've been throwing parties in that area around 5 years. We just recently switched it to a all clothing optional lifestyle resort.
Okay, it's all clothing optional.
Clothing optional.
Okay, so, but I'm looking on the website here, and it says dress code.
Yeah.
And under dress code, it's got these things are not permitted. It's like do-rags and ball caps and shorts and sandals or flip-flops, tank tops. So
inside the nightclub is not – the only spot in our hotel that is not clothing optional is the nightclub because we serve alcohol.
Oh, I see. Okay, so in the nightclub,
so you have to wear clothes.
You have to wear clothes.
Is that a law? Or
it's
is
a law,
it just
so we don't have an adult entertainment license,
so we
keep very strict policy on that.
But then when I saw the photos of the – like where the parties are or whatever, it looks like a super nice resort.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of renovations as we speak, new pools, spas, upgrading all the rooms. It was a Ramada.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you change it from a Ramada into
a Secrets Hideaway Resort, a lifestyle clothing optional resort.
Okay. All right. So and then Aubrey, who's here. Aubrey, how you doing? How old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay. So I don't know how to say this in a proper way. So
hot.
I'm gonna go with hot.
Like James, he looks like he'd be a swinger guy. You got your Affliction shirt on.
I'm
you tattooed
bag.
Up.
Oh, talk about Affliction.
You're just. I mean, you look like okay. We'd see him in a swinger club. Aubrey, I would not think you look like I'd see you at kindergarten teaching kindergarten children.
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
You do not look like the stereotypical what most people would think of when they think of a swinger girl. Do you hear
Russ, you keep saying swinger. They're saying lifestyle alternative.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Is it swinger or lifestyle alternative? What is it?
We like to be referred to as being in the lifestyle.
In the lifestyle, but the swinger lifestyle.
It is.
Okay. Yes, all right. Just
all right,
sure
we're just clarifying. Because after all, we are content. What is it?
Providers.
Okay, so once again, and then for you to come in and talk about it, pretty much so everybody knows that you're a swinger.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so now do you feel, you don't have to tell me like what kind, you don't tell me where, but can you say what kind of job you have?
I work on the resort.
Oh, you work at the resort.
Right. I do member relations.
Oh, so they know.
I bet you do.
I do.
She said she does member relations.
So, okay. So when you're out and you meet new people and stuff like that, do you ever feel like you're judged by other women cause, and the reason I ask is because I know somebody who, up in the Longwood area, who everyone's all these girls talking about how she was a swinger.
Right.
She's a swinger. And they talk so bad about her behind her back, but to her face, they're sweet as they can be to her. And I'm wondering if you ever feel any of that.
I do.
How do you handle it?
How do I handle it?
You don't care?
I don't care.
So when you guys go to Trader Joe's, when y'all go shopping at Trader Joe's, do you meet people there?
Yeah, we...
I just wondered. I mean, it's the number one place to meet people.
Yes.
They go to swinger
Joe's.
Do we
convert?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
So, okay. So, and you two are a couple.
No.
Oh, no. Don't be disgusting. Oh, God. I finally said something offensive.
It's like being with my sister, dude.
So, you have a boyfriend or a husband? Or?
I have a husband. He's the general manager at the resort.
He's the general manager. And you have a wife or a girlfriend?
I have a wife. Yeah.
He has a wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you guys ever hooked up?
No, we have not.
This is
she
business.
Wants to, but we keep trying to keep it
professional. The man.
There's the Affliction shirt.
She wants to, but you won't let that happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So, as you're a part of the relationship, people come in. I mean, so a guy comes in, and you automatically do you like think, hey, I want to sleep with that guy? Is that how it works? Or
it depends. depends on what he looks like, I suppose.
Yeah. Do you have to ask your husband? Do you call your husband and say, hey, look, the dude just came in.
Check out camera four. Can I do that one?
Yeah. I mean, do you get an okay from him?
Like, yes, there are rules.
Oh, now tell me, what are some of the rules?
Every couple is different as to what their rules are, as mm-hmm. to how far they'll go in the lifestyle, what they'll allow, what they won't allow. So.
And there's different levels of it.
Right.
I mean, there's not... Our club isn't you just walk in the door and it's a big sex thing going
right.
on. It's perceived as that you say the word swingers, that there's everyone's just going
orgy.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It's right. so far from that.
Now, it is.
Now, the ones that Cedar talked to people about is...
Whatever, dude, you've been to them.
Sure. And the women have a lot of control as compared to
exactly.
the men. Yeah, which is
we
awesome.
We control the lifestyle. If we say no, that means no.
Yeah.
So, now, James, you said you're married or girlfriend.
Yep, married.
Okay, so did you have to talk her into this, or did she talk you into it, or do you guys...
No, I was in the lifestyle before I met her, so we openly talked about certain things, and she wanted to... dabble in it, so we did, and went from there.
Okay, so how long you been married?
Married a year, together 7 years.
7 years, yep. Okay. So I'm just...
She wasn't quite convinced she wanted to be in the lifestyle for 6 years.
Yeah.
And then finally, So for that last year, she said, okay, why not?
So a lot of guys probably wouldn't understand. They would think, okay, you know, I see my woman. I don't want to see my woman having sex with another guy.
Yeah, but that's...
How do you deal with that?
Like, that's not... There's more to the... It's not like a full... What we call full swap, where I let my wife go with another man. She might be into girls. They might be voyeurs. That's the lifestyle. It's not necessarily full swap where couples, you know, you just automatically meet a couple and, hey, you're taking my wife, I'm taking your wife.
But does that go on?
That does happen. Yeah, okay. There's couples that, you know, meet and they click and they get a vibe and they do whatever they do.
Okay, so now how many fights do you, I don't mean like fist fights, but I'm saying, you know, husband and wives or boyfriends and girls get into fights because someone went a step too far.
The only arguments you see, and you'll think in the last 5 years of me being there, handful. It's when they don't communicate and they don't have their boundaries set before they go and they haven't talked about it. Or the husband is, hey, I want you to be with a woman. And then she actually is with a woman. And he's like, oh, I didn't hear you moan like that. You know what I mean? When I'm there, you'll get things like that. It causes arguments. It's jealousy.
Throw alcohol on top of that.
Yes,
I can imagine.
Now I'm looking through some of the photos, and we're gonna have some of the photos on our website at monsters.fm. Blog and Molly's been putting them up, and there's the one room here that it looks like from 50 Shades of Grey, the red room of pain, basic thing going.
There's or different pleasure. Private rooms. Yeah, we have different private rooms for different tastes.
So okay, let's say you want the room here with the big X in it. That you tie people up? Like, do you have to pay extra for that?
No. Everything. It's a membership, private membership. You pay your membership, your door fees, and whatever goes behind when you walk past those doors, you have nightclub, and then you have private areas.
So if someone's just been in that room, do you hand them like a little bit of Clorox and bleach?
We have staff members that go
that clean
in
things
and do
up.
Their thing.
Yeah, because I'm worried about cleanliness right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that could...
I think psychologically you wouldn't be able to handle that place.
Russet is full.
Are you allowed
of
to
mops.
Go? Are you allowed to walk in with a black light for fun? Just to...
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
You guys should come check it out. So right next to the resort this Saturday.
I'm looking at the resort, and I went to one of the photos, right? And it's like a pool photo.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like there's 500 people there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there's 500 people in Central Florida
there's
16
people.
Million Americans in a lifestyle U.S.-wide. There's 3 million just in Florida.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you know, there's a stigma to it. I asked her because, I mean, she looks like a school teacher, but I mean, like, when people find out that you're in the lifestyle, they expect it. They're like, you're the man. You get the fist bump. What happens? I mean, how do you get treated?
Well, you do. The guys are like, I wish my wife would do that. Blah, blah, blah. They get in front of their wife. They change their story.
Yeah.
It's just being open-minded with your partner. You know what I mean? Yeah. Your fantasies, try different things. That's what we promote, the lifestyle, as in come explore your sexual side. You might have fantasies. You might want to act out. It's
right.
Like, it's like a nightclub. Our nightclub is nothing you would see in any nightclub. You know what I mean? It's a very sexual, sexy environment.
Yeah. So single guys aren't necessarily always welcome.
Yeah, no, single guys are welcome.
They are welcome, but they have a set of rules that they must follow.
Like what? What are their rules?
You know, be very respectful with couples, and if they're anything but that, and we hear about it, they will be banned for life.
They don't approach other couples.
I bet you got some big ass bouncers there.
None. One. Huh? Well, we have one security guard. There's not. We could have two. We have what we call takeovers, which the whole resort sells out all the rooms. We have one security guard. There's no, it's there. You don't see what you see downtown if a guy hits on your wife or looks at your wife.
Yeah.
There's no drama.
Well, it's probably more open-minded.
Yeah, it's very open-minded. Yeah. And you get, we call the newbies that come check it out.
Yeah, sure.
But we have special nights designed for that as well.
Sure. So when you know it's someone that they're just coming to check it out and they're there for the first time, I mean, does anybody giggle at them as they walk by? Or?
No one knows. We take them on tours. You know, our general manager of the resort, you know, they come in. They have a new membership. The general manager meets them. We walk them through, show them if they have questions, teach them what the boundaries are, what they aren't, and make sure they're comfortable with what they're getting ready to.
When I was with my ex, we were talking to a couple, of alternative lifestyle couple, and they were explaining it to me, and he was going, and it was just me talking to them. And he goes, you should come out. And I said, man, my wife would never go for that. And he goes, what are you talking about? She's the best one in the group.
So I pulled this, you know, this is some thing, it's like, so you want to be a swinger, and it's got all these different swinger things, you know, and half of them I didn't understand, so maybe you could explain something, like one of them
Genchi,
says,
Genchi.
It says,
Bazooka.
In all your photos, you're wearing wristbands in most of your vacation photos, wristbands, what is that?
Yes, to be on the resort, you have to wear a wristband.
Oh, to be at the resort, you have to wear a wristband.
Right. Because we are a members-only resort, we need to know that you have checked in with the property.
And you didn't sneak on.
Oh, I see. Right. Angel's got a question. Yeah.
No, I was just telling them to get closer to the mic.
Oh, I thought you, okay. Yeah, get closer. Okay.
I thought he was wanting to know where he gets the wristbands.
Dude, I got a whole car full of them.
It says here, running out of reasons to tell your coworkers why you don't invite them to your weekend party. So do you have?
Fact.
So you have certain friends that you don't invite because you know they...
Yes, because of the stigma and being in the lifestyle, certain friends... don't appreciate what we do, so yeah, you're like,
and you don't want to lose those friends.
It depends on who you are.
Okay, all right. So, but that is something that you have to deal with,
right?
Yeah, and then I'm looking at a lot of these photos of the club rooms or whatever, and may I give a suggestion? Because I see a lot of Star Wars.
Rollins and his new business plan.
Well, no, I mean I see a lot
Princess
of
Leia.
You know, of whips and things and chains. How about a room just with some candles?
We have rooms with just
candles and maybe some Nora Jones. I mean, you know,
maybe a bubble bath.
A bubble bath would be nice as well.
Yeah, that place already exists. That's your apartment.
Oh. This is where he becomes more chick than you.
I see that.
Yeah. It doesn't look sensitive, I'll be honest with you. okay, so what are some other things you think people need to know about the alternative?
The biggest thing for us is when we talk about the resort is that swing. It's not just a big. You walk in and you're pressured into sex or you're. You're going there, and it's just in front of you everywhere. It is not like that at all. It's a place where you can just go be free, be yourself. If you want your wife to dress up in a nice little mini skirt and not get hit on, go downtown crowd and get groped by all the single guys. That is what 50% of the people, half of them go check out the private rooms, and half of them just have fun in the dance club, go hang out by the pool.
See, I like that because I can only disappoint one woman at a time.
Well, here's a friend of ours that I think has been to your place. Is this Rodney the Gator Hunter?
It's Rodney the Gator Hunter.
Rodney, I didn't know you went to swingers clubs.
Well, first of all, yeah, that's not my lifestyle. How's that?
Okay.
it is an actual nice place. I went in there by chance. I met some people that heard that I was Rodney the Gator Hunter.
Oh, that'll get you in anywhere, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That'll get you to any
sex
party.
As a matter of fact, Rodney, I've been telling people I'm Rodney the Gator.
He's actually getting earthquake into the Mayweather fight.
So they heard that you're Rodney the Gator, and they invited you out to...
We were all having wine, and I'm all about a good wine happy hour.
Sure,
and who wouldn't?
It was like probably four or five women and, you know, two or three guys. It was me and my brother, and they said, hey, we're going over to this club. And I'm like, well, man, I haven't been to a club in years. Why not? So we go to this club secret. And my brother's girlfriend was like, dude, I don't think you understand. And I was like, I've been to every club in the world, you know. And when we went in, it was a beautiful place. You don't have to, I may be wrong, but you don't have to be in that lifestyle to enjoy the club. We had an awesome time.
Oh, awesome.
And somehow I ended up in that little red room with the big X on it.
Did you really?
Somehow.
Well, we were more of, I mean, these girls, they were gay, and they wanted us to kind of hang with them, and there is a set of rules, and I didn't know this. Beautiful place. Well, she said, hey, you mind if I tie you up to that ex? I'm like, hell, I'm in, man.
What the
hell? So I'm tied up, and I will tell you, it's a little bit intimidating being tied up, and she kind of biked me on the nipple. And I said, she goes, does that hurt? I said, I've been bit harder by alligators.
But that's the first time she's ever heard.
I was wrong. I was real wrong. She took that stuff pretty serious. And I had bruises on my nipples for days.
It didn't sound like you stumbled in there. It sounded like you spent the night.
You know what? We did close the place down, and I'll tell you what, I had one of the best times. And you know, we didn't do anything, and honestly, we didn't see a whole lot. You knew there were probably people doing it, but we ate. We had, man, it was an absolute.
Well,
probably,
hey, you sold me. I'm in. Let's go.
Food, I'm in.
He gave him an autographed frog gig.
All right, Rodney. I appreciate you calling, buddy.
Hey, you got it, my man.
All right, now they got
the gator. Thanks for the support, Rodney.
They got the Gator Hunter room now for Rodney.
Right. And okay, like how many rooms are there?
In the private rooms, there's 12 private rooms.
Oh, but I mean like hotel rooms, like the stay.
Hotel, 148. Yeah.
So this is a resort worldwide, and you probably have a lot of tourists coming is more
than...
Yeah,
you get a lot of people that Google that come out of town, mm-hmm. and especially they're away from home. They want to try something different. So you get a lot of...
So you don't got to fly to Jamaica to do this anymore, basically.
You don't have to fly to Hedo.
So it's kind of like hedonism here.
In the States.
Yeah, okay.
What's the most popular room? Which one gets rented the most?
It's always the 50 pain? Shades of Gray.
Oh, is it?
The fetish rooms, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Nora Jones candle room. Call it the Russ Rollins... Yeah. God, Nora Jones.
Yeah.
Hey, Russ's romantic suite.
Yeah, romantic suite. There you go. Jessica, you're on with the Monsters.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi. I have been a member of the club for over a year now, and I got to tell you, it is absolutely amazing. I've been trying to holler at Angel for the last few months. Hey, Angel, how you doing, boo?
Oh, that's
get him the horny to come giant. Out with me.
That's the girl that sent you the photo, right?
No.
I have. You haven't talked to me.
Angel's nervous.
Who's Angel?
Well,
email me, Mama. Let's go. I'm in.
Yeah. Anyway, it's absolutely awesome. It's absolutely awesome. It's I kind of just Googled, swingers clubs. Me and my guy were looking for something to spice things up, and everything came about really organic, and the place is awesome. Once you get off the sheets, they got a guy that comes and changes the sheets, and everything's clean. And
that's the man I'm tipping right there. I want to make sure he's getting paid properly. Yeah, the guy that cleans everything.
I know you just changed those sheets, but could you change them again?
Can we change them three or four times?
I brought my own sheets, that's right. Rollins, and my own candles. Can you put those in there for me?
All right, well, listen, both of you seem like very nice people, and
wow, what was that?
I can't
they
tell.
They are nice people.
You're very nice people.
All right.
And I appreciate you coming in and talking to us about it. If people want to go to your website, I know we put a link on our website, right, at monsters.fm. But what's the website address?
Secretsfl.com.
All right. And it's open, what, every night?
Wednesday through Sunday.
Wednesday through Sunday.
Yeah, close Monday and Tuesday.
Even swingers need a break.
you gotta rest sometimes.
Swing and warm my ass
God,
out.
I'm
man.
Telling you, God spent Sunday resting. Let them get a day off.
All right. Well, listen, pleasure meeting you guys.
Yes,
thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you,
guys. All right. When we come back, Angel will bring us some Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Here's a segue.